847 97 at the Hill, Strutz. And it is time for This Is Tourism, something we do every Thursday on this show. Mask and dance, shadow puppetry, and stilt walking unite. Cardboard comes to life, and paper mache flies to the music of the band. This is your show, In the Heart of the Fire, explores the paradoxical gift of fire. We ask, what makes us who we are? Is it our cleverness, the machines we forge, and the towers we build? Or is it the stories we share and the fire in our hearts? We tell tales of fire, of giants and trolls, of trickster creators, and how we came to be human. Paperhand's yearly spectacle tells stories of the human heart, illuminates and incorporates myths from around the world, and inspires young and old alike. And you may be wondering, what the heck am I talking about? Well, my guest today on This Is Tourism, presented by the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau, is Donovan Zimmerman, co-founder and director of the legendary Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. It's easy for me to say. They use diverse styles of puppetry and artistic expression to create works that inspire and promote social change. Inspired by their love of the earth and its creatures, including humans, they synthesize many art forms, including sculpting, painting, dance, music, improvisation, costume design, set design, and theater. And all of that was right off the top of my head.
Woo! Good job, man.
Because I've seen you guys so many times, I've got it all memorized. But Donovan, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for coming in. What do visitors and locals love so much about paper hand performances?
Well, I think it's some of the things that you were just mentioning there. It gets people excited to see this synergy between the art forms, moving art and theatrical experience with dance and live music. And it's just kind of exciting when you get those art forms all swimming together in the same pool, and people just, I think, are drawn to the creative spirit of it. It's a big kind of explosion of creativity.
Before the beginning of Paper Hand, I don't think we'd seen anything quite like it around here, and you're one of the co-founders. And my question is, what was the inspiration for all this, and how'd you get started?
Well, I got started back with doing a puppet show for the Hall River Festival, which is an environmental education festival that teaches kids locally about our river that flows through our backyard here, around in Chapel Hill, and where we get our drinking water from. So all the kids from the watershed come in. We would do this program, and I collaborated with my partner Jan Berger, who is just a friend, and still is a dear friend, and we made a show for that, and the kids loved it, and the adults all loved it, and we just kept expanding on that. We did another one the next year, but then we decided, let's try something bigger and to a wider audience than just the festival, and things just kind of took off from there and snowballed. And we mainly, though, our roots really kind of help you see where we get our inspiration from. That was your question originally, and so doing things around basically celebrating the earth and recognizing it as an important part of who we are, that rivers and trees and mountains and turtles and foxes are all important, and that we need to treat this power that we have, the sort of fire that we have, with like responsibility and with stewardship and care.
I know that kids and adults alike, particularly kids, really love what you do, and part of that is because you involve the kids in your performances. Talk about that and how that happens here in our community.
Well, we involve them by breaking the fourth wall is one way we get out there in the audience and make sure that we just take the puppets out to the people, you could say, and just sort of... it creates a pretty thrilling experience for, I've seen plenty of adults feeling the same way, where it's just the look of wonder, the look of pure suspension of disbelief that this thing is alive and it's, this giant beast or this giant rat or any of the number of characters that we've built over the years, when they get out there in the audience and start reaching their hands out. You know, people's hands just reach out to touch it as if, you know, they have their, it's a moment of magic, I feel, that where they're completely sort of lost in whatever world that we've created.
We're talking with Donovan Zimmerman of, why is it so hard for me to say, Donovan Zimmerman of Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, and I see you every year at the community dinner, and it's really cool. This year you have some performances, as usual, coming up at the Forest Theater in the Heart of the Fire. Mm. Tell us about that, Jeff.
Yeah, in the Heart of the Fire the theme is kind of all wrapped up in there. It's taking a look at fire and how that's, been a part of our human story right from the get-go. And we look a little bit at the sort of duality of fire and how it's the fire that warms us and lights our way, but it's also the fire that can burn us and burn our communities to the ground. And
we're seeing some of that now out in California.
Yeah, it seems very relevant. I mean, fire's a powerful element, and we wanted to just explore it as a theme and look how it's made its way into our stories and how fire and story are similar in that they have a paradoxical nature, where a story can be something that you tell that can sort of illuminate or help us see clarity within the sort of like a moral path for humanity. Mm-hmm. But it also can be a lie, a story, you know, telling someone's story is another, can mean the opposite of like, basically a false narrative could be another way to look at it. And so we looked at some different myths of fire bringers and fire tricksters, like stealers. And we also are doing some work with trolls this year. We did a bunch of, and in that story that we do about trolls, the trolls are these sort of beings of the earth that are like sort of represent the wilderness, you could say, or wildness, and humans are the fire that's sort of approaching, and the trolls have to kind of move further and further away, and the wilderness shrinks as humans sort of encroach, which is a pretty paper handy theme at this point. Yeah. Not that we're in any way like anti-human, but we just feel like it's important to keep ourselves in check, you know, and not let our hubris and let things spiral out of control, because I think that our sort of blatant disregard for other species being important could like mean the end of ours.
One last question here. Now we talk about tourism on this segment, of course, and you know how paper hand puppet intervention certainly has a big effect on tourism. A lot of people come here from all over the place to see this because it's so different. What's the furthest distance that you know of that somebody has traveled to Chapel Hill or the surrounding area to enjoy one of your shows?
Well, I've met international travelers from all over who just were in the area who had either family or some connection here. And also there have been groups that have come, like some of the Burmese people that live in this area. Definitely a lot of Latinos and that I've met who've, you know, come here from afar and were either settling here or... but a lot of folks from New York, met folks from Boulder. I mean, just from all over, really. The list is long. It's about 20,000 people came last year, and it's been something that's growing steadily over the years as more people find out about it and realize that it's not just sort of like a kiddie puppet show. It's like something that adults can really enjoy.
Yeah. If somebody wants to find out more about Paper Hand Puppet Intervention, how do they do that?
Well, the easiest way would be to go to paperhand.org, but we also have a Facebook page and a Twitter and an Instagram account, all those things. Mm-hmm. Typing in paperhand and just doing an image search would give you a really sort of good introduction to the type of work that we do, giant puppets and masks and shadows.
And the best thing about it is the images. The images are amazing. So
apparently the music is pretty cool, too.
Yeah. And listen, I appreciate your coming in today on This is Tourism. And folks, Donovan Zimmerman with Paper Hand Puppet Intervention. This is Tourism. Their 19th annual summer show is in the heart of the fire with performances from August 3rd through September 23rd at the Forest Theater in Chapel Hill and at the North Carolina Museum of Art. See their full schedule at paperhand.org to find out all you need to know. And you can also, I should tell you, you can sign up for Orange Slices, a regular e-newsletter from the Visitors Bureau with exciting news on topics including agritourism, local festivals, and itineraries for things like planning a girls' weekend in Orange County. I hear that's kind of fun. Catch you next Thursday morning for another This is Tourism feature, thanks to our proud partner, the Chapel Hill Orange County Visitors Bureau.